This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, on Friday, it was all about the IT stocks, and that seems to be the theme in today's trading session as well. I'll get to that in just a minute. But the Sensex and the Nifty hit record highs, led by the rally in IT stocks that we saw on Friday's trading session. We had the Nifty, which crossed 21,900 for the first time on an intraday basis. We had the Nifty, which gained for the fourth consecutive session. Now, the big four IT majors have beaten muted expectations, and that's the big story which is playing out. So we saw that with Infosys as well as TCS on Friday's trading session, and we'll probably see that in terms of HCL Tech as well as Wipro, which are likely to react very positively to their Q3 numbers. In fact, we have the Wipro ADR, which was up 17%. In overnight trade. In terms of other result reactions, we had good numbers which came in fact from the likes of Avenue Supermarts as well as Just Dial, where there was a margin expansion, and hence we could probably see that momentum in terms of earnings continue. In terms of earnings today, we have Jio Financial as well as Angel One, which will be reporting numbers. On the macro front as well, the CPI data didn't look as bad as what was anticipated. So despite the fact that it came in at a 4-month high, it came in below expectations of around 5.9%. The November IIP was impacted by Diwali being in the month of November and hence less working days. Now, in terms of the global setup, it seems as though we will probably be more resilient because the Dow closed more than 100 points lower. We had a couple of the banks which ended lower in US trade. We have crude, where Brent spiked up 4% on Friday's trading session, where the US military has struck another Houthi-controlled site, and hence the Red Sea and what is taking place continues to be a key monitorable. In terms of flows, the FII's net sold around 340-odd crores. DII's net bought around 2,900 crores on Friday's trading session. Well, these are a couple of cues to watch out for. Do watch out for our markets, which is probably expected to be led higher. The Nifty could probably make a dash towards 22,000, led by the IT majors. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.